So back in the Dark Ages, 1955, Alexander Graham Bell invented the electric coffee maker, the gasoline-powered hamster, and his greatest invention, edible underwear. And he also invented the telephone, because he didn't want to get off the couch during the big game and order pizza. And ever since that joyous day, the telephone has become an indispensable part of life, as well as a boon to mankind, since phone sex eventually replaced the cumbersome telegraph sex. Now, when I was growing up, using the phone was a big deal. There was only one of them in the house, and you had to have your folks' permission to use it. And woe be to the child who ignored his parents' warning of, get off the phone, because the phones back then were made of this stuff called Bakelite, which is Spanish for depleted uranium. If you took one of these upside the noggin, you were getting held back a year at school. And then kids started whining for their own phones, and the parents gave in that while the kid was on the phone, they sold the house and moved away. Most kids never noticed. And just like a penis stuck in a blender, over time the phones got smaller, and then they went wireless. This was a huge improvement, because now you could ignore your mother-in-law's phone call from practically any room in the house. Yay. But someone said, that's not good enough. I want to ignore her call from anywhere in the fucking world. So cell phones were invented. At first, these portable phones were clunky, brick-like monstrosities that you could beat a hobo to death with. And the cost of a five-minute phone call was the equivalent of the price of a really good Las Vegas hooker, complete with body disposal fees. People only used them for emergencies, like if you were driving and you saw an accident on the road and a car in flames and half the driver on one side of the road and his other half a few feet down, then you could keep driving and call your girlfriend and tell her that you were picking up Chinese food for dinner. But they, too, got smaller and cheaper and more complex, so now even that panhandler in front of the 7-Eleven has an iPhone. And the impact on humanity is widespread, because thanks to cell phones, now assholes are everywhere. The telephone is supposed to be for communication, to let one person talk to one or more other people, to keep in touch. But today it's used for everything but phone calls. Today's phone is a fashion accessory, a DVD player, a Game Boy, a TV, a jukebox, a laptop, and a sex toy if you buy the right accessories. Every time you turn around, you see someone texting someone or browsing CNN or playing Pac-Man, then the thing rings and they shit themselves because, hey, they forgot you can make a phone call on this fucking thing. Then they look at the caller ID and ignore it and go back to playing Pac-Man. This is if you're lucky, because there's a worse breed of cell phone user out there. It's these self-important jackasses that go out of their way to show you how busy they are because they're always on their fucking cell phones. The ones that go into a Quiznos on the phone and a poor clerk can't understand what parts of this chump's order and what parts are his very out loud phone conversation. Okay, you want the toasted foot-long Italian, hold the tomatoes, and shove it up whose ass if they don't pay you your money? And what these people forget is, even though you can use these things practically anywhere, there are some places that common decency dictates you shouldn't. Take when you're in a car with a group of people. You're talking, you're all having fun and jamming to the radio, then someone's phone goes off. Now, the decent, upright, walking human thing to do would be to politely say, hi, I'm in a car full of people, I'll call you later. But no. This asswipe takes the call and talks for 45 minutes about completely inane bullshit. And then the radio has to be turned off and everyone else in the car has to communicate in mime so the person on the phone can hear. Now, if it's one of the passengers, it's okay. You can pretend you're the drummer and kiss and push their ass out of the car while it's going 55 like they're the ex-wife. And no need to feel guilty. If they've got a good grip, they'll hang onto their cell phone and then they can call 911. But if it's the driver, you are screwed. Till you get them alone, and then, hey, let your conscience be your guide. I recommend vice grips. Well, there's an even lower point than this. Now, as studly and well-built and as macho as I am, every once in a while, I have to take a piss, and sometimes it's in a public restroom. And I'm a guy, so I adhere to the three rules of taking a whiz in public. No conversation, no eye contact, and no looking at the other guy's dick for longer than 5 seconds unless you plan to take him out to dinner. In other words, you're a submarine commander. Run fast, run silent, and unless you pissed on your hands, don't even stop to wash them. But then you hear conversation coming from the handicap stall. Not the usual conversation you'd expect in a bathroom like, oh God, please fucking kill me, followed by various barnyard noises. No, it's stock quotes and people trying to make a payment extension on a light bill and people lying to their wives about where they actually were last night. You have any idea how hard it is to piss with all that in the background? Makes you want to kick in the stall door and scream out loud, he's in the same place right now that he was last night, sitting with his shorts around his ankles surrounded by 10 guys with their dicks hanging out. It's great that technology has progressed so far that we can put so many features into a wafer-thin box that's as big as a stick of Juicy Fruit, but could we program in some sort of rudeness blocker into these damn things for the next upgrade? Like maybe if this schmuck's in the middle of a party and he pulls out his phone and spends more than 3 minutes talking into it, then it sprays him with acid or something? There's a time and a place for everything, and I suspect whoever's calling you would appreciate a callback rather than having to listen to you straining on the commode or having to shout over a room full of people. It's just rude, and Lord knows if there's one thing that I'm not, it's rude. So this is Pointy Weasel at point.freehost.com and Mooyo.com saying that, hang on, hello? Nah, I'm not doing anything important. Why no, I'm not wearing any underwear.